Hello and welcome back to the Self-Love Show with Sammy Alice, and that is me. I am your host. So if you are new here, massive welcome. I am a transformational therapist and a confidence coach, and I work with women in business who have done all of the external stuff. So you've done the strategy work, you've listened to what the business coaches and the online atmosphere is telling you is the magic answer to your dreams, to the success, to getting the clients, to getting your work out there, your message out there, making a difference, making the money. You've listened to the top tips and you've done it all, but you are still finding yourself hitting brick walls, hitting blocks, and feeling a lot of fear. So this is where I come in, and we do the work that is the most foremost important piece, the most important element to your success, and that is you. The magic doesn't come from outside external work. The magic doesn't come from a special strategy. There's so fucking many because they don't work for everybody. They're not a magic answer. You are the fuel to your business and you are the magic to your success. So that is me, that's what I do. And if that sounds like you, then I'm so pleased to have you here. And today I'm going to talk to you about the imposter syndrome. So if you've listened to my work, or if you haven't and you're new here, please do go over to Instagram. It's Sammy Alice. I will link it below, and you'll see how much I show up on stories. I'm quite high energy on stories, quite consistent on stories. So you get a lot of extra content, a lot of extra value from me over there. And I talk about these five core limitations to your business, the what I call the mean girls. And the first one that comes up for everybody. So I don't want you to feel like you're anything different. This is going to enable you to feel like, oh my God, I am just like everybody else. This is really not a big deal. I've got this. So the imposter syndrome that everybody struggles with. And I've also got a new downloadable workbook that takes you even further through these limitations, so you'll be able to understand what they are, understand what you have, and then I take you through some specific actions to be able to start to elevate and clear them and wire and fire in who you want to be as a confident businesswoman instead. So I will put the link on here. That link is also in my Instagram bio. Get yourself that downloadable. So, imposter syndrome. I want you to listen through me talking you through this so that at the end you can take away some tips to be able to help you start to move forward with this fear that you are constantly finding yourself sitting behind, blocked behind, and it is quite literally going to be sabotaging your success. So imposter syndrome is essentially when you are doubting your abilities and you feel like a fraud. So how it shows up in your business is you feel like you need to do everything to perfection. So you can't share a product, an email, a post, show up on your stories, turn up at an event, take an opportunity, do a masterclass, anything that is in alignment with your business. You need it to be absolutely perfect. Like, you will not get started until you feel like it looks good enough, it sounds good enough, it looks professional enough, it looks like you know what you're talking about enough. So you can end up doing a lot of procrastination. You end up taking on like more qualifications, signing up for more courses, investing in more like business coaches, because you feel like what you have got right now currently is not enough for what the work that you have to give to the world. You feel like you aren't good enough to be in that position to do this work, be that person of expertise, selling a product, changing people's lives, making money, you feel like there's something about you that isn't quite enough to be able to, for that to happen for you, and definitely not easily or effortlessly or consistently or ever achieve, like over, like growing, like consistently growing your business, growing your income, growing the difference you make, growing. Like, you feel like there's something about you that isn't good enough to be able to receive that success and those goals that you want, but you can happily see how somebody else would be able to, that's in the same industry as you. So you will find reasons to turn down opportunities, to delay posting content, launching, sharing products, selling your services. You'll find anything to put it off because it's not perfect and you are not yet enough, and you basically don't want to be seen as a fraud who has no idea what she's talking about and there's nothing special about you, and then the whole world will hate you. Worst case scenario. The thing is though, I laugh, but you know what? That's how your mind is working. So your subconscious mind is 95% of everything that you do. Like, every default action that you take, it is wired. It's fired and wired and hardwired into your mind so that you don't even have to think about it. And the way your subconscious mind works is it's come from those hundreds of years ago, in the tribal times, when the most important thing to them was their survival, that they weren't in famine and they were in their tribe and they were protected from predators. So anything in those times that was seen as dangerous was quite literally life or death. Bring it back to 2022 and your mind gets those same feelings and it has the same response, the same survival response, the same mechanisms and chemicals that go off in your subconscious mind. But it's now not about literal life or death. It's about a fear of judgment, a fear of your client not getting the results that you want, a fear of someone calling you out from whatever it is that you're talking about, the fear of going and standing in front of a ton of people and literally nobody like being bothered, blinking an eye, clapping, applauding, liking what you have to say. But your body, your mind, that then tells your body what to do, you have the same response. It still feels like danger. It still feels like this is life or death. So if something in your life, from history, from childhood, from your teenagers, or even just literally last year, if something has happened in your life that brings up quite a traumatic emotion for you, so it is a strongly charged emotional negative response, and it feels like danger to you, to your mind, because your body will just respond so quickly to a fear of rejection, abandonment, judgment, being different, those kind of things, your mind will immediately start going to work to wire in that memory and then in the future do everything it can to stop you from being in that experience of danger again. So it could be something that's nothing to do with running your business. It could be that you were in school and you were asked to read in class and maybe you stuttered over a word or something, but you were then laughed at by the rest of the class. So now to your mind, it's got it hardwired in there that it is not safe to be seen. It's not safe to stand out. And so your mind will do whatever it can in your future as an adult now to stop you from being seen, being heard, being visible, standing out. And that then manifests in different ways, like, you know, as with what we're talking about now, the imposter syndrome. But it also can manifest into the other four core limitations with women in business. So your mind, your subconscious mind works off of fight or flight mode. It is the survival mechanism. And so if you, through your childhood, you know, from 0 to 7, your mind is completely neuroplastic, that you are picking up the conditions of your environment. You are picking up the belief systems of your peers. So your siblings, your parents, your caregivers, your teachers, professionals, you know, doctors, stuff like that. You are picking up all the stuff that they believe in. You are seeing their life experiences, and that is making you feel like that is true, that is fact. That is now a hardwired belief system for you. When in fact, a belief system is literally just a thought that you've had on repeat that is highly emotionally charged and then becomes the belief, and it feels like it's a fact for you. When in fact, there's so many different ways of seeing life and so many different belief systems that you could have, but that wants it to hardwire into your subconscious mind. Unless you proactively work with your subconscious mind, it's not going to change. Like, you're not going to be able to just do affirmations and get over this fear of imposter syndrome, this fear of not being enough, not being worthy. Success doesn't come to people like me. You know, all these things you've picked up from your peers, from your environment, and then on top of that, traumatic events that have happened to you that further reinforces these belief systems you've got, they are so hardwired in your subconscious mind that it is the default response for you to go down to then unconsciously be sabotaging your business, the action you take, the results that you get. So you need to be able to access your subconscious mind, which is what I do with my 12-week packages. We have the rapid transformational therapy, which uses hypnosis along with CBT, NLP, psychotherapy. And it's a methodology of therapy that enables us to access the subconscious mind and actually there and then like rewire it, recode it, reprogram it, find out what's sitting beneath, what's lying beneath, and transform it and transition you out of the current identity you're sitting in as that child that you don't even realize, and actually like upgrading you. So you're like an iPhone that's not been upgraded yet. You need to be upgraded so that the place that you take action from and work in your business is a woman that's confident, expectant, clear, big vision, her success is inevitable. All those things, like, I'm good at what I do, I'm going to be here to speak about it, I am going to change hundreds of women's lives, or this product is going to like support so many families, I believe in it, I believe in myself, I am capable, I am the magic and the fuel to this business. And once you change that identity and those belief systems that are currently hardwired in you, it totally transforms the results of your business, because everything comes from you. Everything starts with you. Like, you could do so much work, but if you don't believe that it's going to be successful, it's not going to be successful, or it will be for a short period of time, which is why people think businesses are like this roller coaster, because you don't believe in yourself, you doubt yourself. And then when you are successful, sitting in this imposter syndrome, you feel like it's not going to last long, or it's not going to happen again. It was just luck, it was just timing. So the subconscious mind is the level of which you need to work with, heal and transform. Because like I've said, doing that conscious work, doing the affirmations, the journaling, faking it till you make it, that stuff is not seeping into your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is your battery. Like, it is you. That is your identity. It's what you really believe. It's what you really think and feel. And if you don't take the time to invest in yourself and transform that, update your system to align with who you want to be and what you want to achieve, it's not going to happen, or it's going to be really hard. And you're going to spend a lot of your time sitting in imposter syndrome, feeling like a fraud, doubting everything you do. And oh my God, that's not fun. Like, not believing in yourself and that you're worthy and good enough, that just feels so uncomfortable. So you want to be able to access that part of you to be able to you know, be this new identity, be this new woman, feel and actually permanently, like, it's physically working with science, it's working with your neuroplasticity, it's actually changing the pathways of your mind, of thought, because a feeling and a thought that goes on repeat becomes a belief, which becomes the way you look at life, your perceptions, and then that creates your actions. So all of that, like, the actions is the last piece of the puzzle. You don't want to be taking action in your business until you are aligned with believing that you are good enough, you are worthy, you are going to get the results, because, you know, because you deserve them. Like, you get, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You get what you deserve. You get what you expect that you will get. And so with this workbook, that's going to be able to help you to initially start with the conscious work, take you through some actions to be able to clarify if you're in imposter syndrome or one of the other four limitations, and then start to be able to dig beneath the layers and actually change it, instead of just going like a rabbit in headlights, like not consciously or intentionally figuring out what your blocks are and where you need to change them, to recode them, to reprogram yourself, and to then elevate yourself into this confident businesswoman. And once you really believe in yourself and really believe in the work that you do, there is absolutely nothing that will change, that will stop you. There is nothing. Imagine being able to show up in your business every day, consistently, with an energy and a belief of, I have fucking got this. I'm fucking capable of this. I am good enough. There is nothing special about anyone. The people that succeed are just the people that change their identity. They become the woman that they want to be, that's in alignment with the results that they want to achieve. You want your mind to feel like being in your business, sharing your product, sharing your work, speaking your truth, working with really aligned clients. You want your mind to believe that that is safe. Like, this is the big thing. Whatever your mind doesn't feel is safe, it will do anything it can to stop you from taking that kind of action. And it happens on an unconscious level. Like, so you're quite literally sabotaging this huge potential that you could fulfill on an unconscious level without realizing why it keeps on repeating. Like, you keep finding yourself in the same situations, the same results month in, month out with your business. You know, overgiving, perfectionism, like burnout, just getting by, working with people you don't really want to work with because you don't feel like you doubt your ability and you feel like a fraud. So it all starts with you. It begins with you, it ends with you, it's about you all the way through before the action, through the action, after the action. And this is really the piece that transforms not just your business, but your life, because you will like yourself, you will believe in yourself, you'll have new standards for yourself. Nobody wants to be going around feeling like an imposter syndrome within their own business. You don't want to be turning up to your work, like if you use Instagram as a platform or Facebook, and shitting yourself feeling like, oh my God, nobody's going to like this. Is this even good enough? Am I even good enough? That's horrible to have to feel like that and try and deal with that on your own every single time. So download this workbook. I'm going to put the link, like I said, in the bio. Come and find me on Instagram. And let's get you on the other side so that you can feel like this confident CEO, successful businesswoman before you even take a piece of action. So I hope that talking about the imposter syndrome has made you feel like I'm talking to you, I'm resonating with you, and that you know it's not just you. So it's nothing weird, different, funny, funky about you. Everybody is dealing with this fear because of stuff that you've picked up when you didn't even ask to pick it up. Like, as a child, you don't know any better than what the people around you teach you. And then when negative experiences happen that heighten your emotions and make you feel like you're not safe, your mind's number one job is to keep you safe. So it is not going to allow you to go back to take some kind of action or be in a position that's going to make you feel that danger again. So come over and say hi as well. I'd love to know what you think about the podcast. Tell me about your results with the workbook. That would be amazing. And I hope that you have an absolutely fabulous day.